to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Senogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER or go to Senogenics.com.
One of the more interesting Senate races is going on in Arizona, where two female House members will square off, Martha McSally and Kyrsten Sinema. Both won their respective primaries rather easily Tuesday. McSally does have the support of President Trump, and as Congressman Jim Jordan says, embracing President Trump is key to turnout.
Well, the key to turnout is to run with the President of the United States. The key to turnout is to talk about the things he's done and the things we want to help him get done to make America great again and to fulfill the promises we made to the voters when they gave us the privilege to serve. This idea that we're going to run individual races and run away from the president is just flat out wrong. I think we nationalize this election as much as possible in as many districts as we can. Frankly, I think it's the best course of action in the vast majority of Republican districts around the country. Nationalize it and talk about how we can work with them to accomplish the things that we told them we were going to do in 2016 and, more importantly, that they elected us to do.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
In this gig economy, more and more women are becoming entrepreneurs and taking that leap of faith. What does it take, though, to actually do that, and how long can that process take? Maxie McCoy is a leadership expert and author of a new book titled You're Not Lost, an inspired action plan for finding your own way. She joined me earlier today, and one of the things I asked her was about three big milestones that people need to accomplish.
Yeah, the three milestones are ditch, create, and rise. And ditch is about what are the mindsets and the belief systems that we need to let go of in order to move forward. And it's, you know, it's really about not having to fit into the mold, being the highest expression of who we are, not needing to have the destination in order to have direction. The second create is about what it looks like to actually be in action, be taking the small steps and the people that we need around us and where and what those small steps are and how to do them. And rise is about ascension. You know, once we are into action, the path is going to start to open up. Now, that's not going to be all rainbows and sunshine. There might be some uncomfortable feelings, you know, fear, and being able to reframe that into friction and know that, you know, just because we're feeling uncomfortable doesn't mean that we shouldn't be doing it.
Taking a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial is up just over 70 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Graham in a Democratic primary. Gillum will face Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis now. Arizona will have its first woman U.S. Senator come November. Congresswoman Martha McSally easily winning a three-way battle for the Republican nomination to succeed retiring Senator Jeff Flake. And she remembered the late Arizona Senator John McCain in her remarks.
I am forever grateful to have had the chance to know him, to learn from him, and even to work with him on saving the A-10 Warthog.
She'll face Democratic Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema, who won in a landslide for her party's nomination. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
A new report says Hurricane Maria actually killed thousands more people on Puerto Rico than the federal government has said.
Hurricane Maria caused an estimated 2,975 deaths in Puerto Rico after the storm slammed into the island last September. Researchers estimate nearly 3,000 people died during the 6 months after the hurricane hit. The government said the death toll initially was only 64. I'm Wendy King.
Senator John McCain's body will lie in state at the Arizona State Capitol today on what would have been his 82nd birthday. The doors to open for the public to pay their respects starting at 2 p.m. local time. The Arizona Republican died on Saturday. A new study says 4 in 10 Americans are struggling to pay their basic needs. The report from the Urban Institute says nearly half American households have trouble paying for groceries and housing. Remember, find us online at usaradio.com.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Today's the day a giant asteroid, roughly the size of Egypt's Great Pyramid, is to shoot past our planet. It's going to pass us by at a distance of about 3 million miles. Scientists say that is a rather close call by space standards, but they say it's still pretty far off and there's no need to worry about it hitting the Earth. Mexico is going to pay for the wall at the southern border. At least President Trump is insisting it will, making the claim again yesterday during a White House photo op.
Yeah, the wall will be paid for very easily by Mexico. It'll ultimately be paid for by Mexico.
It comes a day after the president announced a big new trade deal with Mexico. In a statement, though, Mexico's foreign affairs minister said his nation will, quote, never pay for a wall on America's southern border. Two people are dead at Walt Disney World in Florida after a fatal construction accident early today. Orange County Fire and Rescue tweeting that workers at a hotel under construction were on a scaffold between the 6th and 7th floors when it gave way. Graham in a Democratic primary. Gillum will face Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis now. Arizona will have its first woman U.S. Senator come November. Congresswoman Martha McSally easily winning a three-way battle for the Republican nomination to succeed retiring Senator Jeff Flake. And she remembered the late Arizona Senator John McCain in her remarks.
I am forever grateful to have had the chance to know him, to learn from him, and even to work with him on saving the A-10 Warthog.
She'll face Democratic Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema, who won in a landslide for her party's nomination. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
A new report says Hurricane Maria actually killed thousands more people on Puerto Rico than the federal government has said.
Hurricane Maria caused an estimated 2,975 deaths in Puerto Rico after the storm slammed into the island last September. Researchers estimate nearly 3,000 people died during the 6 months after the hurricane hit. The government said the death toll initially was only 64. I'm Wendy King.
Senator John McCain's body will lie in state at the Arizona State Capitol today on what would have been his 82nd birthday. The doors to open for the public to pay their respects starting at 2 p.m. local time. The Arizona Republican died on Saturday. A new study says 4 in 10 Americans are struggling to pay their basic needs. The report from the Urban Institute says nearly half American households have trouble paying for groceries and housing. Remember, find us online at usaradio.com.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Today's the day a giant asteroid, roughly the size of Egypt's Great Pyramid, is to shoot past our planet. It's going to pass us by at a distance of about 3 million miles. Scientists say that is a rather close call by space standards, but they say it's still pretty far off and there's no need to worry about it hitting the Earth. Mexico is going to pay for the wall at the southern border. At least President Trump is insisting it will, making the claim again yesterday during a White House photo op.
Yeah, the wall will be paid for very easily by Mexico. It'll ultimately be paid for by Mexico.
It comes a day after the president announced a big new trade deal with Mexico. In a statement, though, Mexico's foreign affairs minister said his nation will, quote, never pay for a wall on America's southern border. Two people are dead at Walt Disney World in Florida after a fatal construction accident early today. Orange County Fire and Rescue tweeting that workers at a hotel under construction were on a scaffold between the 6th and 7th floors when it gave way. The two workers falling to their deaths, a third worker hung on and was able to climb to safety. And Chris Stapleton leads the pack of nominations for the 2018 Country Music Association Awards, announced yesterday, getting five nominations. Jason Aldean and Keith Urban each got three nods. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
It is 8:06, time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. Lemonin right now, 78 degrees. Still have a heat advisory in effect. It's clear skies, 20% chance of precipitation. Probably could use that rain if it comes our way. The heat advisory is going on till 8 p.m. tonight. And reminds you that any stressful activity outside is not a good idea, especially during the afternoon hours. The heat index is going to be 100 to 104. The heat temperature is going to be in the 90s. Plenty of fluids. Watch out for your elderly. Watch out for your infants, your youngins. Make sure they're all smart and doing the right thing. Today is the 29th. Sunny to partly cloudy. A stray shower or thunderstorm might be possible. High 94. Winds west-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Generally clear skies and a stray shower or thunderstorm tonight is possible. 72. Winds light and variable. Except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny and a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. 88 tomorrow. Winds light and variable. Increasing clouds and showers tomorrow night. Going into Friday, the last day of August. Occasional rain showers, thunder, high 76, chance of rain 50%. Cloudy and a stray shower thunderstorm on Saturday, 79. Scattered thunderstorms, 86 on Sunday. Scattered thunderstorms, 88 on Monday. Partly cloudy, a stray shower, thunderstorm possible, 88 on Tuesday, the 4th. Temperatures in area, it's 78 in Raritan. 78 in Kingwood, 74 in Stockton, 76 over in Hampton, 73 in Highbridge, 72 in Tewksbury. I see an 82 burger over in Bridgewater already, and 74 up in Washington Township. Good morning, Hunterdon. Sun Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough. Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you. Maybe you're
good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices in Leamington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial, and it's my job to get you out and about on your day. Going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air, we're the only 24-hour talk. Internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce, and we're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. It's One Direction. Hey, good morning, folks. Hot day today. Take care of yourself. It is good to see you all out there in Facebook land. It's 10 after 8. Let's find out what's going on our Hunterdon County roads. Get you some traffic. Heart gets me my alerts. You can register with them. They'll send the alerts that I get via email. And if you do that, you can pick the roads you want, local, county, state, and interstate roads. I was just reading an article this morning about somebody who was driving down 78 on Saturday with the dump truck lifted up and crashed into an overpass. Those are the types of things. It's hard to not laugh at that. Those are the types of things you need to know about, because if something like that happens, you're going to be affected. Here are the alerts that I got this morning from Hart. Fog in low-lying areas may impact visibility, reduce speeds, avoid distractions, and certainly use your low beams so people can see you. We have sun glare going on this morning. May impact visibility eastbound travel, and certainly it'll actually impact visibility westbound in the afternoon. So use caution. 31 southbound Route 202 Circle, Flemington. Reports of a disabled vehicle in Area 31 merge on 202. Use caution. That was a 7:45 this morning. Bloomsbury Road, Tunnel Road, Bethlehem, delays due to construction over there, 8:05 this morning. 202 southbound South Main Street, Raritan, delays due to a disabled vehicle. That's at 8:07 this morning. That's all seems to be the same old thing. And Route 22 eastbound Canula Road in Reddington Township, delays due to construction. Seem to be getting all our construction projects done right before Labor Day. What a surprise. So there you go. You can get all those alerts. Drive safe, sound smart. Register with heart. Good morning, Hunter and Hunchimber Radio Traffic. What's the Wednesday schedule on Hunchimber.com? Well, I'm on till 10. Michelle Heide is not available today, so I'll be doing the investment update on my own at 8:30. At 8:40, we chat with Diane Lane from D&L Travel. She gives us some insight into what's going on out there in the world of vacations. And being that we are finishing up summer, chances are you're starting to think about fall and or the holidays. So we'll talk with Diane and find out all the latest about where to go, what's the right choices, how to make those decisions, and where those certain Caribbean destinations are starting to figure out if they can actually take on visitors. So we'll check with her at 8:40 to 9 o'clock. The rest of the show, that eclectic mix of history, trivia, sports, and certainly local news. We talk all about that during the 8 to 10 hours. At 9 o'clock, it's Happy to Help. Nicole Smith is on. She is a perennial volunteer, and what she does is loves to talk about volunteerism, the virtues of it, bringing on people who are also volunteers, and bringing on organizations that need volunteers. So you can check out Happy to Help from 10 to 11. 11 o'clock, it's Raising Conscious Kids Radio. That is Kim Pramatic. She talks all about raising kids in the 21st century. And so that's all coming on from 11 to 12. Ruth Altamura rolls on Counselor Chat from noon to 1. Ruth has over 30 years of experience as a counselor in Flemington. And she likes to talk all about how to help yourself get some insight and advice about brain, your mental illness, your mental psyche, your emotional psyche, giving you the advice about what you need to do to make sure you're taking care of yourself and looking for those signs. Max Living with Mark LaRose from Max Challenge of Clinton is on from 1 to 2. Mark comes on here and he is invigorated to teach you how to change your life. When you change your life with discipline and persistence, eating, exercising, you're helping yourself emotionally, physically, and mentally, and Max Challenge is all dedicated to that, and that's what Max Living, that radio program, is all about. Want to learn about interior design and design in a frugal manner? Well, Richard Scuderi from Maven Hill Design comes on and talks all about that. He does a TV show on Princeton TV. Now he does a radio show here, and when he does it on Facebook, you get to see a lot of the colors and choices and textures that he talks about. So listen to and watch Modern Design from 2 to 3. 3 to 4 is Talented People with Jeannie Murphy. She comes on and brings on people that you need to learn about who are up-and-comers, making a name for themselves as part of Jeannie Murphy's public relations. The Human Side with David White and Art Nevin is on, talking about people in the news that are making the name for themselves. And then we finish it up with Destination Hockey. That is on from 5 to 6 with David Lazar. Of course, you knew all that. It's all there on the Hunter Shimmercom website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HunterChamberRadio.com. We're going to take our first break. I'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter and HunterChamberRadio.com, the voice of business, right after this.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough. Everyone else in the room can see.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon. We're on WHCRDB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Little Thin Lizzy helping me with BrandyLocks.com. Celebration services for the month, week, and day today. World Muttigrees Rescue Month. What will be your legacy month? Tomboy Tools Month. National Read a Romance Novel Month. Got one more weekend to do that before life comes back at you in September. Spinal Muscular Atrophy Awareness Month. National Traffic Awareness Month. I've been talking about traffic for a couple of days now. So make sure you're paying attention to all that. Rye Month. Shop Online for Groceries Month. You can do that with ShopRite of Hunterdon County, Flemington, and Clinton. They have the ability to do that. For the week, it is Minimally Invasive Surgery Week. Something you should always look into. Certainly the healing process is a lot easier and you get home quicker and it's cheaper. World Water Week. Be Kind to Humankind Week. We are going to start tomorrow Chuck Wagon Races. And National Sweet Corn Week. Nothing like good old Jersey corn, right? Do you like the white kernels or the yellow kernels is the question. And for the week, for the day, it is, according to Hoyle Day, it's Individual Rights Day, International Day Against Nuclear Tests, More Herbs, Less Salt Day, National Sarcoidosis Day, Tug of War Day, and National Whiskey Sour Day. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day. BrownieLocks.com. Pick something and get involved.
Put a smile on your face. Watch it, wanna lose it. Watch it, wanna lose it. Put a smile on your face.
Vitamin C comes from the Hunter County Democrat, and it talks about Sargentsville Fire Company hosts St. Baldrick's head shaving event auction, and it'll be on September 30th. On September 30th, Sargentsville Fire Company will host the 6th annual St. Baldrick's head shaving event and auction from noon until 5, an effort to take childhood back from cancer. This annual event has been doing a tremendous job towards accomplishing the goal by raising more than $275,000 and funding 4 promising new research projects since it began its quest at Sargentsville in 2013. The St. Baldrick's Foundation is the largest private funding provider of childhood cancer research. Those who, quote, brave the shave, unquote, stand in solidarity with children who typically lose their hair during treatment. Anyone wishing to shave, volunteer, or donate for this great cause should be so. Do so online at www.stbaldricks.org. That's stbaldricks.org/events/SVFC. The family-friendly event entertains with a DJ, lunch counter, bake sale, children's activities, speakers, fire truck rides, and, of course, the head shaving. Each year, there is an amazing live and silent auction. Just a sampling of the items up for auction this year are 2 round-trip airfares with Continental U.S. donated by Southwest Airlines, 4 admission tickets for the SeaWorld at Orlando and Aquatica, 5-day, 4-night accommodations at Sheraton Vistana Resort, 4 admission tickets to Busch Gardens in Tampa, tickets for several collegiate and professional sporting events, jewelry, local dining, out certificates, horseback riding lessons, museum and garden admissions, and more. The live auction will take place at 3:15. In an effort to gain a creator involvement and offer just a glimpse of what the main event in the firehouse will be, there will be a pre-event at the Raymore and Flanagan store in Bridgewater on September 8th from 1 to 4 p.m. At the pre-event, several volunteers will demonstrate just how easy it is to, quote, rock the bald, unquote, for funding childhood cancer research, as well as offering the opportunity to register for the event in Sargentsville. Light snacks, promotional materials, prizes, and the chance to hear the stories of our heroic young people will be part of that afternoon's agenda. Email event organizer Linda Schwachhammer at GRAMSWACK. That's Graham Schwack. GRAMSWACK@gmail.com with any questions regarding St. Baldrick's. It's a fantastic event. I think I've covered pretty much every year that the Sargentsville Fire Company has done this. They have had some political figures come in who have rocked the bald. I love it. And, hey, man, they had a reason to do it. They were helping one of their locals trying to get that person better research, better self-esteem, and it's been going strong ever since. Sounds like some great things going on there. Check it out. It's September 30th. Go to the pre-event. It's September 8th at Raymore and Flanagan. Fantastic stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Vitamin C for today, and that's this type of stuff that we talk about on Happy to Help at 10 o'clock. We'll be right back. Time for celebrity birthdays.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh,
celebrity birthdays from born-today.com for August 29th, 2018. Number one on the list. You might have heard of this guy. His name is Michael Jackson. He was born in 1958. Swedish actress Ingrid Bergman, born in 1915. Francis of Assisi, born in 1181. Religion, Catholicism, and philosopher. French statesman Jean-Baptiste Colbert, born in 1619. John McCain, we just lost Senator John McCain last Saturday. Made quite an impact on everybody. 2000 presidential candidate and U.S. Senator. Philosopher, politics, and science, John Locke was born 1632. U.S. musician, Charlie Parker, born in 1920. Bird. Nicole Anderson, born in 1990. She's an U.S. actress. Belgian writer, Maurice Maeterlinck, born in 1862. Australian historian, Joseph Jacobs, born in 1854. Nichelle Nedicciolo, U.S. musician, born in 1968. English actor Richard Attenborough, born in 1923. Elliot Gould, born in 1938, U.S. actor. Gigi Allen, U.S. performer, born in 1956. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration and anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntshimmer.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, time for us to take a break. Do the news. I'll be back with the investment update in just a minute. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntShimmer.com, the voice of business.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them?
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two states hold primaries yesterday, and in Florida, Democrat Andrew Gillum became the first African-American nominee for governor of that state. In a shocking upset, the Tallahassee mayor narrowly defeats former Congressman Gwen Graham in a Democratic primary. Gillum will face Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis now. Arizona will have its first woman U.S. senator come November, Congresswoman Martha McSally easily winning a three-way battle for the Republican nomination to succeed retiring Senator Jeff Flake. And she remembered the late Arizona Senator John McCain in her remarks.
I am forever grateful to have had the chance to know him, to learn from him, and even to work with him on saving the A-10 warthog.
She'll face Democratic Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema, who won in a landslide for her party's nomination. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
It is time for the investment update. Michelle Heide, as I had mentioned, is not available today, so we'll be doing it with a little help from money.cnn.com. So let's check out how the markets did yesterday. The Dow didn't move a lot, 34 points, 0.06%. The NASDAQ also not significant, 12 points up, though, all green. And the S&P 500, not even a blip, 0.03%. So not a lot of movement there. How are the world markets doing? Japan is up 0.15, up 34 points. The Hong Kong Hang Seng is up 0.23. London has lost about a third, and Germany is up about a fifth. Big individual movers, Qualcomm, 3.6%. American Airlines, 2.96%. Exilinx, 2.33%. Ansys, up 2.12%. And Insight Corp, up 2.08%. Discovery is down 1.7%. J.B. Hunt Transport, that's trucking, down 1.7%, Discovery down 1.6%, Pfizer down 1.5%, and Kraft Heinz down 1.3%. Over the last 3 months, you did pretty well in health services, in technology services, electronic technology, retail trade, finance, consumer durables, utilities, commercial durables, commercial services. Transportation was flat, communications down slightly. Consumer non-durables and energy minerals lagging. Commodities. Oil is at $69.06 a barrel. Gas is at $2.85. Gold is at $1,210 an ounce. Silver, $14.66 an ounce. Corn at $3.58. News that could affect our market opening. Shares in Google dropped nearly 1% on Tuesday after President Donald Trump accused the search company of bias. It is the latest incident that the tech industry is in a struggling to avoid being dragged into partisan fights in the United States, where the internet and social networks play a vital role in campaign politics. Google defended itself, saying in a statement that, quote, search is not used to set a political agenda and we don't bias our results toward any political ideology, unquote. Later in the day, Trump accused Google of, quote, taking advantage of a lot of people, unquote. The president, grouping Google with Facebook and Twitter, said tech companies are, quote, treading on very, very troubled territory and they have to be careful, unquote. Facebook may also be facing some internal discord. The New York Times reports that over 100 employees have joined an online group that aims to diversify the company's, quote, political monoculture, unquote. Investors in Tesla are keeping a close watch on Elon Musk's Twitter account again. The Tesla CEO used the social media network on Tuesday to revive an unfounded accusation about a caver who helped rescue 12 boys and their soccer coach in Thailand. Musk said it was, quote, strange, unquote, that the cave had not sued him after Musk called him a, quote, pedo, unquote, or pedophile in a tweet in July. Musk had apologized for the tweet. He also denied that he cried during an interview earlier this month with the New York Times. Musk announced over the weekend that he was abandoning plans to take the car maker private. Some analysts have encouraged him to take a break from Twitter and bring in more disciplines deputy to look after his daily operations. James Bond's favorite car maker, Aston Martin, is going public. Aston Martin said Wednesday that it's aiming to list shares on the London Stock Exchange later this year, making another milestone in the revival of the British brand. The public offering would value the car maker at over $6 billion, according to media reports. The company plans to float at least 25% of its shares to the stock market. Car maker sold over 5,000 cars in 2017, its best performance in 9 years. That yielded record revenue of £876 million, or $1.1 billion, an increase of nearly 50% over the previous year. Results for the first half of the year, published Wednesday, show that momentum has continued. Revenue in the first half was up 8% over the previous year, while profit increased 14%. The car maker said it's on track to deliver as many as 6,400 cars this year. U.S. stock futures are higher after another record-setting session Tuesday, and earnings and economics, Dick's Sporting Goods and Express will release earnings before the bell. Guess and Salesforce will follow after the close. Jack Daniels owner Brown Forman also reports the company has warned that it could be hurt by the new EU tariffs on bourbon and other alcoholic beverages. A report on U.S. crude inventories will be released at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The U.S. government released its second estimate of economic growth in the second quarter at 8:30 a.m. The first reading showed 4.1% growth rate, the best in 4 years. On Thursday, Abercrombie and Fitch and Campbell's Soup and Lululemon and Dollar Tree report. Friday is the Eurozone unemployment data released for July. Pre-market, we're up slightly. The Dow is actually down 5. NASDAQ is up 10. And the S&P is up 0.56. Market movers individually, AAS Corp is up 2.4. Royal Caribbean up 1.9. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise is up 1.7. PG&E is up 1.7. Boston Scientific is up 1.5. Under Armour is down 3.16. Advanced Micro Devices down 1.1. Foot Locker down 1. And Berkshire Hathaway down 0.64. Looking at the bond market, 3-month Treasury bill is at 2.06% yield. The 10-year has ticked up 1/100 at 2.87. And the 30-year has ticked up 2/100 at 3.02. That is the investment update. We'll have Michelle Heidi back tomorrow. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon. We're on HuntingMaria.com, the voice of business. Let's take a break. We'll get Diane Lane on the phone in just a moment.
Smile forever, only once I told a lie. I hope these days go on forever, and I'm always right by your side. You're all I want.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, whenever I have my long days and troubles, I always look forward to talking to this lady, Diane Lane. She's on the phone from D&L Travel, and she's taking me away. Where are we going today, Diane? How are you?
Good morning. Well, I know you always like to talk about the river barge cruises and stuff that's going on overseas.
Yep.
Because they're quite common, and everyone likes to do them because they're just slow and adventurous, not crazy with thousands of people on a ship, because you're only dealing with maybe 100 to 200 people at the most on some of the Vikings and a lot less on the others. And the cruises are sometimes mostly 2 weeks, 14 mm-hmm. days. So you really get to get into off the river to see what the towns are like and to see how the people live, because you're not rushing off on and off a bus.
Right.
And, you know, you're on a cruise ship where you kind of just lollygagging down the river. You
yeah.
know? But they're having very low rain, extremely hot, dry summer in Europe, which is causing a lot of low water levels, forcing operations to pull out of their contingency plans, including a price of ship swapping. So, in other words, if it gets too low and they can't get the ships into where they have to go,
right.
If one ship is going in one direction and another ship is going in another direction, they'll swap ships out and change everybody's belongings and switch them and put them on another ship just so they can continue the trip.
Right, right. Wow.
It's a common practice in low waters when they have the longer cruises. So they're having, like, the Upper Danube, they couldn't get into Budapest,
mm-hmm.
you know, certain things. So they put them in a hotel overnight while finding another ship to ensure they don't miss their traditional must-see nighttime cruises, part of Hungary Parliament. The next day, they're bused to Vienna to bark on their ship. So they try to work with everybody, and they got some rain over the weekend, so it kind of helped out. So yeah, they're having a hot summer in Europe like we're having hot weather, and they're getting in a drought just like the Midwest and the West is doing,
you know,
affected by it. So they try to do deviations to help the people, you know, logistically hoop the company to jump through to help them, you know, and they try to work with everybody, you know.
Yeah.
So it's the first season since 2015 that they've had so many issues. Last year was a perfect year. So
sure.
And rain over the weekend, because the ships have low drafts.
Mm.
So it really is a matter of inches. And it would have gotten serious this week with a lot of people in the, like, here's hot, high month of August travel in Europe. Getting into September, a lot of people are on vacation right now in Europe.
Wow. Yeah.
High season, you know.
Yep.
So, and the other little thing that's coming down the pike, which I was a little shocked at, Viking is making their cruises all adults. You have to be 18 years or older to book on Viking.
Wow.
Yeah, I had no idea they had no longer allowing new bookings for passengers under the age of 18 starting August 1st of 2018. So who's ever booked prior to that, they're honoring it.
Mm-hmm.
And their big ship, their cruise ship that they put out there, children and minors, they don't even have them allowed on the ships either. So due to the nature of their cruises and their travel itineraries, they don't maintain facilities and services for children under 18 years of age. They want to maintain the adult persona,
mm-hmm.
people who are adults only policy. So even their ocean cruises, that has been going on since 2015. So, yeah, they're trying to be consistent across all their itineraries. So the minimum age now for Viking is 18. There is.
Well, hey, I'm sure they've done their analysis. That's fine. You got Norwegian and Carnival and Royal Caribbean that cater to the families, so they're taking another niche of the market, and that's fine.
Yeah, they're saying, like, Scenic, Emerald, Waterways, Riviera has a minimum age of 12.
Mm-hmm.
Avalon is 8. AMA, Waterways, and Uniworld is 4. Talc mm-hmm. is 3. Crystal is 6. Across the Europe has no minimum.
Okay.
Before, Viking was the age of 12.
Okay.
So that's changed.
And now they're everything you just described, everything's going up to 18 for...
Everything's going to 18, yep. Wow. Yeah. You buy Uniworld also has an adults-only policy. So, it's just something they do because, and I tell people when they go on these cruises, if you're any handicapped or disabled, they don't really cater to the disabled either. Mm-hmm. They want you to hop on and hop off these river barges because it's just the way it is. They tie up to one another when they're all crossing into the city at the same time. So you walk over one from one ship to the other.
Okay.
To get into this town, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's just something that you have to know and keep heads up. And then the other little thing that's happening, I guess the trendsetter has always been JetBlue. They will be now charging $30 for the first checked bag.
Wow.
Going from 25, and they say they're still trying to say they're going to be lower than everybody because they lower their fares. If everybody publishes a fare, let's say $300, they're going to publish a fare at $295. But when you go and check in and set everything up, you got the check bag fees at $30.
Mm-hmm.
And the second check bag is going to go from $35 to
$40. Okay.
And this is, they're saying, is for the higher fuel cost. But I don't know.
I am getting a little tired of that argument.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
I mean, they had lower prices for quite a while.
Yeah.
We haven't been up that much. I mean, we did go up in the last month because it's summer. It'll probably go right back down again.
Right.
So the other airlines will probably follow suit. They always do once a competitor takes the first step. Well, you know what? You have five people traveling, and you have five bags to check. That's $150 one way.
Yep.
And then it's $150 back. That's $300 more that you're expending on a trip that you're trying to keep a budget with five people. So you really have to start thinking outside the box to go on a trip.
Yeah. Oh, it's,
and like I was saying the last time we talked, there's far and few seats now because they know they're using it to do other things right now to help spur wherever everything has been damaged. Like, the Caribbean, they're still working and they're still cleaning up and they're still rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Hawaii, they got a lot of water damage.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get a lot of bad damage other than the flooding and the water and everything. They're saying that it's okay to travel, but it's still got it. They got a big cleanup in Hawaii.
Yeah.
No matter how you want to cut it.
That plus the volcano. That didn't help.
The volcano.
Either.
Oh, well, that was the other thing I had to tell you.
Oh.
Mount Etna in Sicily erupted.
Oh, really?
It's been shooting lava all week.
Wow.
Which is very unusual. They have not had that happen in a long time, even though it's been rumbling and it's, put out rocks and stuff before, but now this time it's putting out lava.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how things are going over in Sicily. They're not saying anything about how things are being affected.
Right. Well, that's up in the one corner of Sicily, so not all of Sicily is affected, right? But that's where that's one of the major airports, Palermo, right?
Yeah, and it's close by, but it's also close to Taormina and the other areas where the people like to go and travel,
Yeah.
And then you have the Lipari Islands, which have very active volcanoes that they go around with the cruise ships. Well, now they don't even have to do that. They can just look at Mount Etna. Slowing it stop.
Wow.
But I just don't know how many people live close by and what's involved with having this happening,
Because
it's been dormant for so long.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah. It's
amazing.
Really. Yeah.
I want to go back to the baggage fees of just a minute. One of the things that people don't realize is, and you really have to check the fine print, is the weight of the bags. Some of the airline carriers only allow 40 pounds. Some allow 45. Some allow 50. And
based on the size, you're saying?
Not the size, the weight.
Oh, they're doing that too?
Oh, yeah. So, you go on United Airlines, that's 50 pounds, but you go on... Spirit Airlines, it's 40.
Well, I understand that. They're here locally. They're traveling, and you travel quite a bit on Spirit and Frontier, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
Frontier is 50, I believe. So, Allegiant, I think, is also a little bit lower. So, You gotta pay attention to that, and you know, make sure you don't bring as many shoes as.
Oh gosh, yeah. Or ship it down if you have an address that you're going to.
Yeah.
Send it down ahead of time.
You know, one of my favorite things that I did, one of the smartest things I ever did, was when I was a cruise ship. I rented two tuxes.
Yeah, that's right. If they have it, do it.
That was awesome.
Stuff a lot. Yep. You can